I'm addressing the problems of Scofield then. Scofield Bible, the Scofield Reference Bible, the Old Scofield, the New Scofield Reference Bible, the Old Scofield Study Bible. These are all terms referring to a study Bible put together by Dr. C.I. Scofield with the first edition in 1909. When I first was choosing a topic in correspondence with Pastor Wade, I had mentioned this, and I was aiming at just the New Scofield because I figured that was enough to address. Well, in the correspondence, he always came back in parentheses, old/new, so maybe he was telling me something, I don't know. But anyway, I'm going to try to address both, and I hope you understand it's the tip of the iceberg. It's getting into this, found out there's more and more, and you've heard a lot today, I mean, well, yesterday and today already, about some of the problems with Bibles, and these problems exist with the Old Scofield as well as the New. Even though the Old Scofield is King James, the New Scofield is definitely not King James. This first chart gives you an idea of what we're up against, or I was up against when looking at this. Very quickly, Dr. Scofield put out a reference Bible in 1909. That was King James text. He revised it in 1917. Again, text is still King James, but he revised the footnotes and the margins. And that's referred to for many years as the Old Scofield. Probably some of you have one. I do. And look at this. 50 years later, the New Scofield Reference Bible. Now here's where words were changed, and the King James Bible text was in the margin of most, but not all. If you notice, in the chart up here, I have Bible/edition. What that means is that on the title page, it was called the Scofield Reference Bible, or New Scofield Reference Bible. On the spine, it was called New Scofield Reference Edition, which is kind of interesting. You'll see more of this changing in titles as we go down the page here. In 1996, again, what is that? 31 years later, Oxford University Press produced the Scofield Study Bible. And a lot of this was put together in just the last week. This one, I got the information from a friend of mine over the phone, and he read me this information. Again, very interesting of the titles used. Title page, Scofield Study Bible, the spine, Old Scofield Study System, the copyright page, the Scofield Reference Bible. And this was, he had the 13th printing, and it essentially, am I still okay? I'm still up here, okay. It appears to be the Old Scofield repackaged. From reading various references, I found out that there is a, hopefully that'll go away, I found out there is another edition of copyright in 1996 called the Old Scofield Study Bible Standard Edition, 1917 notes, and this was a 17th printing. Again, it appears to be the Old Scofield repackaged, because it says right in the definition that it was reset, retitled, 1917 text, page for page. I'll keep going through this to get through the... It would be great. A few days ago, my wife and I went to Lifeway Christian Bookstore to look at what we could get there. And by the way, it's very difficult now to get a Old Scofield. Very difficult. It's also very difficult to get a New Scofield. Because we found one at a used Christian bookstore. But anyway, at Lifeway, they had this, again, 1996. On the title page of Scofield Study Bible, spine of Scofield Study System. Excuse me, I'm getting, no, that's right. And then the box said Old Scofield Study Bible Classic Edition. Again, it appears to be an Old Scofield repackaged. Let me skip that next one and go down to 2003. That was another one we found. Title page, Scofield Study Bible, the spine, Scofield Study System. The box said Scofield Study Bible 3. Again, appears to be Old Scofield repackaged. The 3, I'm not sure what it means. It could be
it could be 2000, if you don't tell me later, but it could be 2003, but what I think it is, it's the third edition since the original. And now going back to 1998, copyright, a friend of ours by the name of Bethany White, maybe related, she has this one, she uses this, it's the New Scofield Study Bible on the title page, New Scofield Study System on the spine, and it is King James text with a suggested word in the margin. So it might be an attempt by Oxford Press to develop a defined King James. So anyway, this is what I found in my research, and it was a little confusing. In fact, one thing I'll add here, I actually called Oxford University Press. It was very comical talking to the guy because and he was supposed to be the expert on Scofield, and I found myself putting words in his mouth to tell me. And if you're a little confused, I was confused putting this together, to tell you the truth. But I'll kind of give you some conclusions later. But moving on, very briefly, so you know where I'm coming from, and you might say my spiritual journey, my Bible journey. I was born Christian parents. I was blessed to be born Christian parents. Saved age 9. Grew up in Arkansas, a few hundred miles from here, using the King James Bible. I used a Bible my parents gave me through college, my early years in the Air Force. Sometimes in the late 70s, under the influence of my wife's godly father and others, I purchased an old Scofield at a Sword of the Lord conference. I used that Bible until 2008 when I purchased a defined King James Bible, and I've been using that ever since, and I recommend it to everyone. However, for Christmas of 2012, I got my wife an iPad. I got myself one a few months later, and I'm being honest here, with the Bible apps, it's so convenient, and you carry so much on an iPad or smartphone. I've been drawn to using this version of the King James, even though I'd rather use the defined King James Bible. So, subject for later discussion would be a development of the defined King James Bible app for the Apple and Android platforms. Okay. Amen. Thank you. Going on now with Scofield. He didn't invent the concept of study Bible, but he did much to popularize it. He did a great job. And the editions of the Scofield Reference Bible have sold in the millions and had a tremendous influence on fundamentalists and Bible-believing churches, including many Baptists. A lot of work went into the cross-references, chain references, definitions. What's my place here? And explanations contained in the Scofield Bible. So understand, this talk is not to belittle the work that so many people have used and have been blessed by for over a century. The purpose is to point out problem areas that should be considered when using these Bibles. So we'll go right to the old Scofield. First, it's King James, so no problem with the text. But the problem comes with footnotes and references and comments. You'll find some of these we've already been addressed this week. It's kind of interesting how a lot of the things we've been discussing this week are coming together. Just want to look at one footnote in the Old Testament, one in the New. Genesis 1:1. Scofield says in his footnotes, the first creative act refers to the dateless past and gives scope for all the geological ages. Okay, this promotes an old earth and a gap theory, opposite of creationism. The gap theory agrees with creationists in the 24-hour days for creation, but it puts a gap between two distinct creations in the first and second verses of Genesis 1, and it tries to explain scientific observations, particularly the age of the earth. Some use this to insert evolution, even theistic evolution. Had there been a creation that was destroyed before the second one, that means the Garden of Eden was built on the top of dead bones, totally contradicting Genesis. Genesis 3:19 says, in the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread till thou return unto the ground, and for out of it wast thou taken, for dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return. Now Paul further confirmed this in Romans 5:12. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. And two men have mention Mark 16:9-20. The footnote from Dr. Schofield says, the passage from verse 9 to the end is not found in the two most ancient manuscripts, the Sinaitic and the Vatican, and others have it with partial omissions and variations, but it's quoted by Irenaeus and Hippolytus in the 2nd and 3rd century. This casts doubt on the Bible, and it follows a critical text. You saw a copy, a photograph of Vaticanus, Codex Vaticanus, where you saw that portion of Mark missing. Now, some of you, like me, have probably seen the same thing with Codex Vaticanus. It's right there. And it, the photograph I've seen, it's missing, and to me, my eyes, it appears it's been erased. Yeah. Looking at the margin notation, many of these call into question the reading of the King James Bible and suggest substitutions of readings from the critical text of the New Testament. Can you read that out there? Okay, I'll read some of them and summarize here. Starting with Matthew 16:20, the word Jesus is omitted. It follows the critical text. Matthew 17:21, Matthew 23:14, those two say the best manuscripts omit these. Here again, these three verses is casting doubt on the scripture, the Bible, and solving critical text. Mark 9:29, and fasting is removed, same thing. Mark 11:26, omitted from the best manuscripts. Now, John 6:29 is a little different. Let me read it. And we believe and are sure that thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Dr. Schofield in his margin says, or we have believed and come to understand that thou art the Holy One of God. This is Peter's confession. And in Schofield's words, it has removed Jesus as Messiah and the truth of Jesus as the Son of the living God from Peter's confession. No justification, no best manuscripts or anything, just there. Same thing with Mark, 1 John 5:7. Here we get the Trinity. For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, the Holy Ghost, and these three are one. Schofield's notes, it is generally agreed that verse 7 has no real authority and has been inserted. Hello. I mean, that's news to me. How about you? So, again, casting a lot of doubt, not only on the Trinity, but the whole Bible. And, again, no reference, no backup, no best man, no, it's just there. Now, although some acknowledge their flaws in the theological footnotes and the margin technical notes, many are not aware of just how many problematic textual notes there are and how damaging they can be. And this is just the tip of the iceberg. And just a few verses and a lot of verses. And you've seen others this week in the other versions. Well, it appears Schofield's comments followed those other versions, even though the text hasn't been changed in his margin. He's giving similar comments there that have actually caused changes in other versions. So, in using those, Schofield, you have a King James Bible text. Be careful with footnotes and the margins. Now let's take a look at the new Schofield. I'll make a profound statement. The new Schofield Bible is not a King James Bible, and it's not a Schofield Bible. Briefly, the reason it's not a Schofield Bible is that Dr. Schofield, didn't edit it, although the title page has him as editor. The new Schofield was published in 1967. Dr. Schofield died in 1921. Reading from the fourth paragraph of the introduction to the new Schofield. Among the changes and improvements in this edition are important word changes in the text to help the reader. Let me read that again. Important word changes in the text to help the reader. A modified system of self-pronunciation, revision of many of the introductions to the books of the Bible, including designation of the author, theme, and date, more subheadings, clarification of some footnotes, deletions of others, and the addition of many new notes, more marginal references, an entirely new chronology, a new index, a concordance especially prepared for this edition, new maps, and more legible type. Law changes. Again, Dr. Scofield died in 1921. This was done in 67. Proof that the new Scofield is not the King James Bible is found almost every page, where the margin identifies, but not all, the King James or KJV word replaced. Looking at the last two sentences of the fifth paragraph of the introduction of the new Scofield, decisions regarding alterations, deletions, and additions were arrived at by majority committee consensus. That was 9 men. Each position taken represents the thinking or conviction of the committee as a group. For me, and I assume for most of you, when you're reading, you come upon a word, be it in the Bible, a book, newspaper, whatever, you'd probably rather look it up than have 9 men tell you what it means. Today, when someone says, I can't understand the King James Bible, a good response is, get a good dictionary, like, Pastor Rainey said, and that was the Norwester from 1928, right? Excuse me, 1828, 100 years off it. Okay. But in the new Scofield, 9 men have agreed and made many changes to the text of the King James Bible. To show the magnitude of changes in the new Scofield, here's a look at the Book of Romans. This is just page 1 of 8 pages, giving examples. And I want to thank my wife for doing the laborious, time-consuming job of comparing word for word, punctuation for punctuation, of the whole Book of Romans. We'd hope to do more, and maybe in the future do the four Gospels, maybe the whole New Testament, even go into the Old Testament. But it is very time consuming. Well, here's Romans 1. She did the whole Romans, but here's just from Romans 1. As you can see, there was a lot of punctuation changes. You see those at the top of the chart. You come down a little ways, you'll see word changes. Some are commented on in the margin, some are not. Like, the word of four is changed to before in verse 3 and 31. It was changed from a four to before. But look at which changed to who. It wasn't noted in the margin. Verse 17, the righteousness of God was not changed, but it was defined as a righteousness of which God is a source. Whole there was not changed, but it was defined. And I don't know, this is just me looking at both of those. I'm not sure I understand why he had to define them. It seems it's pretty odd. Maybe the word definitions in 1909 were a little different. I don't know. And as you go on down the page, you'll see should change to shown. That is missing. Nothing said in the margin. Incorruptible to change to incorruptible. The word to was removed twice in verse 23. Other words, change to fitting. Convenient change to seemingly. Debate change to strife. Despiteful change to insolent. And without going into more detail, I will add that dashes were used to replace a semicolon in Romans 7:13 and to replace two semicolons in Romans 8:17. I'm not an English expert, let alone punctuation, but why would anyone replace semicolons with dashes? I don't understand it. The next chart gives a summary of the changes in Romans. Okay, you'll see there were 369 punctuation changes. 100 identified word changes, 76 unidentified word changes, and 55 definitions in the margin. Now, my wife also did a quick look at Matthew and John, and here she found 259 identified word changes, 85 definitions, and in John, 84 identified word changes, 46 definitions. So you can see from these charts the magnitude of the changes to the King James Bible. So the New Scofield is definitely not a King James Bible. So I hope this look at the old Scofield and new Scofield has been of use to you. Bottom line, with all the world problems, the problems in our churches, which Bible to use is one less problem we should have. Get the Bible text right, the King James Bible, and God will bless what follows. Additionally, we know the old Scofield text was King James. It appears that all editions following the new Scofield are also King James text. Thank you.